This episode of Coverville is brought to you by SimpleContacts.com. Get the contact lenses you need without the office visits you don't. Coming up on episode number 1220, it's a show I've done several times in the past, well, subject matter anyway, both for individual cover stories as well as cover albums and then a tribute a couple years ago when we lost him. Prince, the subject of today's show, probably his seventh episode focused on the music of Prince, but whatever, a lot of people like to cover him, and I like listening to people covering Prince. So you're going to hear all of the classics covered by new artists, stuff that you haven't heard on any of the previous Prince cover stories. How about that? It's all this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Coverville for June 6th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to a cover story for Prince. Another one, I think maybe the it's either the fifth, maybe the fifth or sixth cover story. But come on, I've been doing this thing for like 14 years. All right, give me a break. I should be able to do several cover stories for Prince. We did a tribute show a couple years ago when he passed away. I've done a tribute to the anniversary of Purple Rain, the release of that monumental soundtrack, incredible soundtrack. And whatever, people keep covering Prince, so I'm going to keep playing them. We're going to start things off with a cover that I had no idea existed until I was doing a search today. Found an entire album by a guy named Radio Redler called Purple Reggae. Now, this is a cover album, of course, as you might guess, a tribute to Prince done reggae style. Pretty easy to figure that out. What's cool is that not only is this Radio Redler, but it's also a bunch of other musicians joining him with this. Sinead O'Connor does a cover of I Would Die For You. No, not Nothing Compares To You, but I Would Die For You. Ali Campbell from UB40 joins him for Purple Rain. And then this one, if you're a fan of Madness, the lead singer of that band is a guy named Suggs, and he joins Radio Riddler for this cover of Let's Go Crazy.
Keep it up. Thank you. Guess I should have known by the way you parked your car. Sideways, it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person leaves them making out once, yeah. Love them and leave them fast. Oh, I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojans, some of them used. Oh, but it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. She said, what have you got to lose? Honey, I said, little red Corvette, do it, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, do it, do it, do it, baby, you need my love, it's gonna last. Oh, well, I guess I should have closed my eyes. She took me to the place where her horses, they run free. Oh, and I felt a little ill when I saw the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Oh, believe it or not, I started to worry. Oh, I wondered if I had enough gas. Oh, and it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. She said, baby, do you have enough gas? Honey, I said, little red Corvette, do-do-do. Baby, you're much too fast. Do 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 do, little red Corvette. Do do. Oh, you need to find love, gonna last. Body like yours ought to be in jail, cause it's on the verge of being obscene. Oh, move over, baby. Give me the keys, I'm gonna tame your little red love machine. Honey, I said, little red Corvette, do do do, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, do do, baby, you need to find love, it's gonna last.
The album
Honey,
I was misled by the fade out there. 2017's Take Off album. That's Brett Hunter with his cover of Little Red Corvette, classic. And I love the stripped down version. I think that song is so cool when it's just completely, you know, broken down into its barest elements. The vocals, the guitar, boom, that's all you need. Brett Hunter, or the Brett Hunter Band, depending on where you look, and a cover of Little Red Corvette. Senior Coconut right before that. I love everything that guy does, whether it's under the Senior Coconut name or the LB name, or, I mean, he's done so many different projects under so many different names. And I can't remember, Uli, oh, what's his last name? Can't remember his last name. Uli is, I believe, is his first name. That's his version of Kiss, which you'll find on the 2008 Senor Coconut album Around the World. Tim Mahoney right before that, the Tim Mahoney that is a Minnesota guitarist, from his Live from the Sky album from 2011. That was a cover of I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man. That's one of those classic songs that that Prince wrote, and it feels like it can be It can be played fast, slow, with strings, without strings, you know, like the Eels did a great cover of that with a symphonic backing arrangement, and it's incredible. But then you could hear like a just straight ahead electric guitar version, and it would be super cool. I've decided that when I learn to play guitar, that's going to be one of the first songs that I learn, because I feel like I could do whatever I want. And Let's Go Crazy by Radio Riddler, that one featuring the vocals of Suggs from Madness, that one from the 2014 collection Purple Reggae. Let's get into this one. Oh man, I love this one. This is probably one of the earliest covers, Prince covers, that I played on Coverville, because it's so perfect. Like, we talk about the perfect combination of the original material, the vocals, the arrangement, everything. And actually just got an email, a marketing piece of email from the singer here, and she just recently did some backing vocals with Steely Dan in concert. Her name is Jamie Lenhart, and back in 2002, she released an album called Area on there. This amazing, amazing version. Just listen to the lyrics and just revel in them. Amazing version right here of The Beautiful Ones.
You know I didn't even care. AC 2000, zero, zero, party old boots out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. Life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last. The war's all around us, my mindset prepared to fight. So if I gotta die, I'm gonna listen to my body tonight.
When you were mine,
From Calgary, that is Tegan and Sarah, indie darlings and sisters. Love their music. Love their most recent album, which was produced by Greg Kurstin and really, really good. And of course, if you're a Lego fan, a Lego movie fan, then you know them as the Everything is Awesome. Well, one of the singers that does Everything's Awesome. Tegan and Sarah with a rare cover of When You Were Mine by Prince. Now, that one is listed in my library as a B-side. I can't find what it is a B-side of, so you gotta do a little searching. However, looks like they also recorded a version of the song with the band Night Terrors of 1927 on the album Everything's Coming Up Roses. So if you're looking for a Tegan and Sarah cover of When You Were Mine, that's where you can find an alternate version of this song. I haven't listened to it yet except for the first few seconds of it to make sure it's truly a cover of Prince. And it's really good. It's really good. So you might hear that on a future episode of Coverville. Sean Mullins right before that with a cover he recorded for Andrew Denton's Musical Challenge. I miss those. Man, that was such a cool project. Came out back in 2000, at least the first volume of tracks recorded for The Breakfast Show. Sean Mullins doing 1999. Great instrumentation on that. Speaking of which, Hollywood Mon Amour, you also know them as Nouvelle Vague, but they did a one-off album of covers of songs from movies called Hollywood Mon Amour back in 2008. That's the cover of When Doves Cry. And then we started that set with Jamie Lenhart from her album Area from 2002 and a beautiful cover of The Beautiful Ones. Do you want him or do you want me? Because I want you. We'll get back to more Prince music here in just a moment, but before that, we've got our sponsor, and I am really happy to welcome a new sponsor to the show. That sponsor is Simple Contacts. So I'm not sure if you know this, but I'm a contact lens wearer. I have been for several years, and when you wear the daily and nightly extended wear contacts like I do, sometimes they need to get replaced more often than the little message says on the box. Sometimes it gets really dry here in Denver and I need to replace them there, or a lens will pop out in the middle of my sleep, whatever. Add to that the time and the hassle of going to the eye doctor just to get replacements between the periodic exams, and you've got a major pain in the butt. So I was really excited when I heard that Simple Contacts was going to be a sponsor for the show. And I got to try out their service, and I got to say, man, it is super, super easy. I installed an app on my iPad, and then I just basically followed the directions right here in the comfort of my home. You just go through like a simple eye exam just to make sure that your current prescription is still working for you, still giving you 20/20 vision. You do the whole cover one eye and read the fourth line and all that stuff, doing it with your phone, your computer, your tablet, whatever. And the coolest thing is it takes no time at all. It's like 5 minutes. The test, don't worry, the test was designed by doctors, and my results were even reviewed by an actual real ophthalmologist who even sent me an email. Really cool. I had no problem finding the same brand of contact lenses that I've been using before. And as I was looking for it, I noticed that they have hundreds of brands and styles. So the lens that you're currently wearing is almost certainly going to be among the ones that they provide. So add it all up here. Not only did I have to not spend the time making an appointment, going to the eye doctor, and then waiting to go back to the eye doctor a few days later, weeks later, and pick up my lenses, the whole thing is done right here, right in Coverville Studio Central, right here in my home. Lenses shipped for free almost immediately, and along with your time is the amount of money you save. doing it with the app is $20 compared to a doctor's appointment, which those things can run up to like $150, $200 depending on your insurance. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't replace your actual periodic eye exam. You still need to go to the eye doctor for those, but you've got summer coming up, you've got hot and dry weather coming, not to mention travel and swimming season kicking into high gear. You want to have a good, quick, easy way to refill your prescription without having to set foot in a doctor's office. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to save you some money. Oh, we're going to run out of music. I'm going to jump it right back to here. Perfect. I want to save you some money. So here's what I want you to do. Go to simplecontacts.com/Coverville. That's simplecontacts.com/Coverville. Check out the site. Have a look around. Read the About Us. Review their available prescriptions and lenses that they offer. When you buy your first set of lenses, use the coupon code, get ready, Coverville, huh? Right? Use the coupon code Coverville. That's going to knock $30 off your bill. That's simplecontacts.com/Coverville, or just use the coupon code Coverville to save $30 on your first order. That is simplecontacts.com. Get the contact lenses you need without the office visits you don't. That was almost timed perfectly. I need to work on that one a little bit, but that's Simple Contacts. Thanks for their sponsorship. Back to the music, and this is such a fun one. Now, I don't play a lot of country on the show, and when I do, I try to make it country that's got a little bit of a blues twang to it, and that's what this one has for sure. In 1996, a bunch of different Austin, Texas bands got together to release a tribute album to Prince called Do Me Baby, Austin Does Prince. And on there, you'll find this track right here. It's a cover of Take Me With You. Here is Monty Warden.
Turn me on. I don't care where we go. I don't care what we do. I don't care, pretty baby. Just take me with you. Come on and touch the place in me. It's calling. We'll be right back.
because he was far too leisurely. Now it seems that he was busy doing something close to nothing, but different than the day before. Oh, and that's when he saw her. Ooh, he saw her. She walked in through the outdoor, outdoor. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret. And if it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret. He thinks he loves her. Built like she was, she had the nerve to ask him if he planned to do her any harm. He said, look here, get on the back of my bike. We'll go riding down by old man Dawson's farm. He said, overcast days never turned me on, but there was something about the clouds and her that just mixed. Ooh. Now she wasn't too bright, but he could tell when she kissed. But I'm telling you, if he had the chance to do it all again, he would. Yes, he wouldn't change a stroke, 'cause baby, she's the most. Looks girls as fine as she was then. Oh, raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store.
She did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys, and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun.
Stunning.
telling you somebody died. A sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it. Yet we're sending people to the moon. September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
All teenagers are drunken dope addicts or blue sniffers.
Ship explodes and everybody still wants to fly, but some say man ain't happy truly unless a man truly dies. Oh, why?
Ladies and gentlemen,
baby makes a speech in Star Wars flying. Neighbors just shine it on. But if night falls and a bomb falls, will anybody see the dawn? Times. 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 It's a silly no when a rocket blows up and everybody still truly, until a man truly dies. Oh, why? Oh, why? Sign of the times. Too late. Let's fall in love and get married and have a baby, and we'll call him Nate if he's a boy.
Looked all over and all I found was a phone number on the stairs. It
said thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you wanna grind.
From the album Truth, that is Talisman with their 1998 cover of Darling Nikki. Oh, such a cool song. Sign of the Times right before that from 80s stalwarts who've been keeping it going and doing great stuff since then. Heaven 17. They did a cover. Let's see, what was it? It was just a few years ago with the singer that did... Was it Bulletproof? Not Sia, but there was another song called Bulletproof, and I'm trying to remember who the singer was. They did a cover with her that was really, really good. I could look it up, but I'm not going to look it up. That's from a tribute album called Party of the Times. Came out in 1999, appropriately. Kate Ceberano from her album 9 Lime Avenue from 2007 with a cover of Raspberry Beret, taking it into the third person for the lyrics of that song. And then start off that set with Take Me With You by Monty Warden from the Austin Does Prince tribute called Do Me Baby from 1996. We've got one last set of music. We're going to start this one off with something that is brand new. This just came out about a month ago. Really, really good cover album by Michelle... I knew I was going to stumble all over her name. Michelle Nadegicello. Nadegicello. I know I'm butchering it. I'm sorry. Just came out with her all cover album called Ventriloquism. On there is this beautiful rendition of Prince's Sometimes It Snows in April. Thank you.
was my only friend. Those kinds of cars don't pass you every day. I used to cry. Sometimes I wish that life was never
not a woman, I'm not a man. Now I'm something that you never understand. No need to beat you, no need to lie. And if you're evil, I forgive you by and by. Cause of you, I would die for you.
Yeah.
Darling, if you want me to,
you,
I would die for you. I'm not your lover, I'm not your friend. I am something that you never comprehend. No need to worry, no need to cry. I'm your Messiah and you're the reason why. Cause you, I would die for you.
Yeah.
Darling, if you want me to,
you,
oh, I would die for you. When you get cold, make you happy when you're sad, make you good when you are bad. I'm not human, I'm a god. I am conscious, I am love. No, I really need is to know that you believe I would die for you.
Yeah.
Darling, if you want me to, know you,
you,
I would die for you. Sing it to me one more time. Now you,
you,
I would die for you.
seemed like there was no other way that I could end this show than with a cover of Purple Rain. That one performed by London Grammar. I love her voice. Just clear as a bell and honey smooth. So good. That comes from BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge 2017, an annual release that always has some amazing covers on it, recorded live at the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge. That one came out last year, as you might guess by the title 2017, eagerly awaiting this year's entry into the Live Lounge series. I Would Die For You right before that by Hein Totland and Gisel Borge from the Shockadelica 50th anniversary tribute to the artist known as Prince. That one came out 10 years ago, obviously. 50th anniversary. Should be a 50th birthday tribute. Don't really say it's the anniversary of his birth. Well, I guess you do now, right? I guess. Anyway. get into a dark place if I keep going down that road. Sometimes It Snows in April by Michelle. I'm going to get it right this time. I'm going to pronounce it correctly this time. It's Michelle Ndege Ocello. Michelle Ndege Ocello from her 2018 album Ventriloquism, a gorgeous version of Sometimes It Snows in April. That, my friends, is going to bring us to the end of another edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you would like to email me, please do. Please send your requests, your ideas, your thoughts, all that stuff, to requests@coverville.com. You can also call a request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. 1-877-7-COVER-9. Everything else, coverville.com. It's where you want to go. Visit the website. Check out previous episodes. There's 1,219 of them for you to catch up on, including four other Prince cover stories, as well as a tribute to Purple Rain and a tribute to Prince the week that we lost him back in 2016. Can't believe it's already been 2 years since he passed away. Holy mackerel, 2 years, April. So 2 years, 2 months. Go there, check it out. Listen to all that stuff. It's all there right there for you. Become a Coverville patron by going to patreon.com/coverville. Want to welcome new patrons. Why don't I always have this site up so that I can actually read from this and say. Robbie Stone, big thanks to him for becoming a patron. And I knew a couple other people. Where are they? Robert Hillman, Albator S., and I believe Don, and where is it? I know that they signed up. Oh, there we go. Don and Tyler also becoming new Patreon supporters. So big thanks to you guys for your support. If you would like to support Coverville on Patreon, it's easy. Patreon.com/Coverville. That is, you know, where the big source of income comes from this show. So make sure if you love what you hear, you want to keep it coming, then go to Patreon.com/Coverville. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time right here. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they would die for you. Darling, if you want them to.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.